pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is a Tuesday coming up on the program today. It's postseason tournament time, and we will talk with Sec Henry of the Nebraska men's basketball team. Caught up with the guard after Sunday's win over Colorado. They get ready to take on Missouri. And the Hastings College women are headed back to the NAIA National Tournament. And we will talk with Tony Hobson coming up later on this half hour as well. That's coming up on the program today. Plus, Tuesday,
Troutman's Trivia.
That's right. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. What would go better during postseason and NCAA tournament time?
Snack sticks and cheese and crackers.
Got to have a little of that last week.
I got to have quite a little of that.
You think? You think? Hey, what happened to the food we got from Troutman's?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what helped do it. What ate it?
Doug finally got some baseball weather today. Huskers another win yesterday. Getting set for South Dakota State and the Jackrabbits.
Why would they only play once? Why would you drive down here and play once?
You know, I think probably with the amount of games that Nebraska's gotten in lately, might have more to do than anything.
They didn't. It wasn't a postponement because Northern Colorado got pushed back. But yeah, baseball at Haymarket Park, baseball at Duncan Field in Hastings. They're going to try and get even with those rascals from Northern State who swept them yesterday. And Holly Carnes will be sporting it today with her Loper softball team as they welcome in Shadron State. And the Eagles come in 4 o'clock, a little late afternoon softball in Kearney. So there is some action outside with bats and balls and good weather, and hopefully you can get out and enjoy it as you prep for tonight's basketball. The Husker women taking on Kansas, who hosed them the last time they met down in Lawrence, and they've played Kansas City again tonight. It's the final game of the opening round. Gets underway at 8:30. It will be available locally, MyTV, which is Channel 17 in the Tri-Cities.
Doug, someone's got to enjoy the good weather all spring long, and when you're at spring training, that's what you do. And has had just some success that he has not experienced this early in any of his young minor league career. That is Drew Anderson getting up with the Cincinnati Reds. Out of 1,164 batters that have taken the plate in spring training, Drew Anderson, native of Kearney, former Nebraska Cornhusker, has got the fourth most hits out of 1,164 batters. He is 6-for-6 with runners in scoring position with two outs, third in RBIs and the bases, first in runs, first in hits, first in total bases with the Reds. You're looking at an experienced outfielder, especially when you're backing up Ken Griffey, who many expect to be hurt by April 9th. Nonetheless,
that's kind of a long
how
way
old is
road.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
69.
Junior's 69. He's 69 years old.
Senior 72.
He's been around for a while. Derek, can we effort that up? I would say Ken Griffey Jr.'s got to be 39 years old. 30.
I'll check it. Okay. Get that first because, yes. Let me think. Let's see. 19, rookie season, 86, 7, 8. Trying to think when I saw him play with his dad in Kansas City with the Mariners. 18, 20. Yeah.
Be 40?
Yeah, he's got to be at least 39, doesn't he? Yeah, 37, 38 maybe. Because I think, see, moved from Lincoln and Check and then there, and then I killed brain cells, and then I went and saw that, and then they were out there, and then Bo Jackson ran around the bases, and then, yeah, I'd say it's something about that.
Is that who Bo Jackson hit the inside park?
No. Jose was playing for the O's. Yeah. For the A's. One of those letter teams.
But along with him in that outfield, Ryan Friel, Adam Dunn, and Ken Griffey Jr. Those look to be the starters.
So you throw Drew in there and you got some power.
Yeah, you want a power hitter like Drew Anderson. So, but congratulations. You know, he's hitting 480, 1-for-1 yesterday versus the Yankees. I got a smile on my face. I looked that up this morning. So 480 on the young season. So congratulations to him and the success he's having early on. Many people that follow Drew's career, that's been one of the knocks against him, has been the slow, sluggish starts he's gotten off to.
Ken Griffey Jr. is 38 years of age.
38.
Yep. Click on Ken and see when his birthday is, because you know he might turn 39 here real soon.
30?
Because his birthday is in the summer, and his dad, he hits home runs on his birthday for his dad.
There you go.
November 21st.
So he's a young 38. And his knees are 68.
And his wrist is 74.
One triple hammies are 110.
Remember when he stuck his wrist to that wall? That was not good.
Well, making a catch, Jan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, but what is the lasting image of Ken Griffey Jr. for you right now, if we're taking this path? I have mine. I have mine, and I believe it's a no-doubter. I mean, when you say Ken Griffey Jr., there's one thing that sticks in my mind, and that's one of them. He goes over the wall and makes some nice catches, but it's not a catch that sticks out for me.
My one image would be him hitting that wall, making that catch.
My one image of Ken Griffey Jr. is, I don't know how fast he was running, but when he came home and slid in safely to a jam-packed Seattle, what was it, Minute Maid ballpark at the time? What was it? Was that what it was? It's Safeco now, whatever it used to be. Just absolutely hauling buddy.
Not the Kingdom.
It could have been the Kingdom. It could have been that, too. I don't know if they were still. Probably was the Kingdom back then. 95. Hall and Bud around third on Martinez's double in the corner to beat the Yankees in the game five. Was it just a one game playoff? I think is what it ended up being. But he scores, beats the Yankees, and they head on to advance on the playoffs. That's the one thing that I guess just sticks out in my mind because he's the one that scored. And he gets up with the slide, does the Toyota 40-inch vertical, and the place just goes crazy. The decibel level, unbelievable.
I believe that the last time the Orioles made the playoffs? Would have been that year?
The Orioles?
Baltimore.
I don't know.
I'm going to check that out. I think that's
who. Boy, you're really we're way out there. Way out there in left field today. Way, 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 way out there in left field. Hey, Daddy, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. That's right, the Dent Popper inbox. We want to thank the fine folks at Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Popping it. That's what they're doing at Dent Popper. They're popping it. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Jeff in Kearney says, I must admit I was one of those doubters when the Husker men started 0-4. You know, you wouldn't be alone there, Jeff. But now that the regular season is over, no matter how they do in the postseason, my eyes have been opened and my opinion changed. I am a believer. It's amazing how much winning does that, isn't it, Daddy? I'm a believer. I saw a team that, while they often struggled shooting the ball, played hard-nosed, stifling defense, which Daddy loves, first in the Big 12, never gave up, never gave in, hustling, playing hard. That has sold me on Doc and the Huskers. The next couple of years look very, very promising, assuming Athletic Director Osborne and the powers that be are willing to do what it takes to keep Doc on board and give the program some decent practice facilities, or at the very least, show some sort of dedication to improving the facilities for basketball programs in the near future. Given the seemingly obvious lack of emphasis on the basketball program, what Doc is doing is pretty darn amazing. Thanks, Doc, and all the Husker ballers. Best of luck in the postseason. Jeff Kearney, thanks. Again, remember, it's Doc's second season. He's doing a great job with the players. I don't think the facilities have anything to do with it. Bringing in players is where your direct impact on the facilities is. And with Connie Yori doing what she's doing with the women, you got to look at that, Daddy. You got to look at that.
But isn't it? When everybody goes back and looks at those first four games, there's a level, I think, of frustration, of disappointment to say, did things just not click those first four games? What was so wrong? And then all of a sudden, they finished 7-5. All they had to do was win two of those games, and they're dancing. They're safely dancing right now.
La, 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 la. If they would have won two of those games, would they have snuck up on a couple of people? Would they have won all the games that they won? Again, So many times in any sport with any team, you say, well, if they'd have done this, then they'd have been there. Well, maybe.
Well, I think there's
the
some
complexion of this season would have changed had they been 2-2 out of the conference gate with the two losses to Kansas. Yes, if they would have done exactly the same thing from that point on, they would be most likely in the NCAA tournament. In fact, I think probably pretty assuredly would be in the NCAA tournament. But there is nothing to say that had they went 2-2 that they would have finished 9-7 in the conference instead of 7-9.
Fair enough. Yeah, things would have changed down the stretch, and I guess you were going to play woulda, coulda, shoulda. If Merrick picked up the ball against Texas, we make a three-pointer. Obviously, we would have made the three-pointer and won the game, and that would have changed things as well, but didn't happen, and they are where they are. Get a chance to knock off a Missouri, get a chance to take on Kansas again. That's just not a good matchup for Nebraska. Probably end in an ugly result. But nonetheless, to have a chance to play after this weekend is something I think that's exciting for this team and exciting for the direction of the program.
Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, the Cowboys got rid of our boy Julius Jones. But why would he go to Seattle? John Clayton saying this morning that it looks like Sean Alexander will be on the way out, almost assuredly, and because of the way the money situation is and the paperwork and yada, yada, it'll be a June 1st see ya officially, but he'll probably already have his new team by then. Right now they have Sean Alexander, Maurice Morris, who's done a good job in the backup role, T.J. Duckett, who's trying to revive his career, and Julius Jones.
Is Sean Alexander done? That was a question asked on First Take yesterday. Well, is it over?
He played that guts out during his contract year, and he has been nothing since then. Nothing. Bad fantasy selection. Nothing.
I don't. Is he even a viable backup somewhere?
Well, it's all about heart now, isn't it? I mean, you haven't heard about any catastrophic injuries. Yeah, he's been banged up, but it's about heart and want to now. I mean, Seattle is a team that keeps making the playoffs. They've been to the Super Bowl. You would think that the heart would be there, but maybe you need to wallow in, you know, Atlanta for a while. I don't know.
Did our Cowboys just not think that Julius was a viable back? We think we had better options.
Well, I think this is a good sign because, we know who the better backup was. As I yelled at the television constantly during Cowboy games this past year that, of course, Julius Jones should not be in the ballgame. Well, yeah. We've got our man.
Well, Barber's just angry.
And of course, they're tough.
I mean, he hits you first. I mean, he's going to hit you. You don't hit him.
I think they're still talking Darren McFadden.
That's Jerry Jones's prized possession, of course, an Arkansas boy, and there's that obvious connection with Jerry Jones, his alma mater there. And
speaking of Jerry, his old Arkansas Razorbacks have signed up to play Texas A&M at the new Cowboys Stadium starting in 2009. Coaches Bobby Petrino and Mike Sherman were on hand. They haven't played each other since 1991. Of course, they used to both be in the Southwest Conference. It was a big-time rivalry. And Jerry Jones, a co-captain of that 1964 Arkansas National Championship team, of course, I'd have probably looking at him said 44, said we're excited about it. Previously, the Cotton Bowl has announced plans to move its game to the new stadium beginning in 2010. And you know who goes to the Cotton Bowl? Big 12 teams. Just a thought.
That was an interesting segue I got going there. I had no idea you had that piece of paper there. Mark that one down, would you, Derek?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, that was his segue. Yeah, that was yours.
No, you made it all happen.
That was your segue.
Well, Douglas, obviously.
Did you want to talk about something that had nothing to do with what we're talking about so far?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
Well, obviously the excitement that is championship week this week loading
let's,
up.
Let's take a break.
Okay,
let's take a break. How do you feel about that?
That's
you okay?
Good. We got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming up. So.
Okay, now, again, because I just love to just bash you constantly, it's part of the program. It is, what's the current temperature, Derek, outside? It's like 40-something?
49.
Okay, so it's 50. And in here, it's like 90.
Yeah, about okay. That.
87.
And yet, there's Daddy wearing the same shorts he wore yesterday, shorts, but yet wearing a long sleeve coat. During the show. Could you explain this to me? You come in here in flip-flops when it's 12 degrees and you're wearing a jacket right now. Why?
I changed my shirt from yesterday.
Well, that's last week. explain to me.
I don't know. I got a screw loose.
bouncing around. Unbelievable. All right. Insane. Let's take a break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelke link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Three games at home this week for the Tri-City Storm, including a makeup game tonight against Sioux City, then Friday, Sioux Falls, and Saturday afternoon, the Storm will skate against Des Moines. The UNK women's basketball team will take on Fort Lewis Friday night at 8 o'clock in Vermilion, South Dakota, in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Hastings College women's basketball team will take on King College of Texas Thursday at 2:15 in the opening round of the NAIA National Basketball Tournament. The Nebraska women's basketball team begins Big 12 play tonight against Kansas at 8:30. A win puts them against Oklahoma State on Wednesday. The Nebraska men will take on Missouri Thursday night in the Big 12 Conference Tournament at 6 o'clock. In wrestling, UNK is at the Division II Championships in Cedar Rapids, Iowa this weekend, and Nebraska is at the NCAA Championships next weekend. Hastings baseball hosts Northern State in a doubleheader today, and the UNK softball team is in action today, taking on Chadron State. Nebraska baseball will host South Dakota State. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a high temperature in the upper 60s. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy. We'll dip back to 32 with a west wind at 5 to 15. Then turning partly sunny Wednesday with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 39.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
And may I say, as a pursuee, you're the gall darnest pursuer I've ever pursued.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. Peter Yazbeck, our friendly friend from the Sports Information Office at UNK, saying, oops, softball begins at 2 today. Doubleheader, 2 and 4. UNK hosting Chadron, 2 and 4. Thank goodness, because it's probably going to be nicer at 2 than it will be like at 6 when it gets done. So 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, UNK softball today against Chadron State.
Perhaps 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you check out the softball. 7 o'clock, you got somebody interested in playing American Legion baseball. Math area at Kearney High School tonight, Tuesday, March 11th. 7 o'clock, parents, you're also encouraged to attend organizational meeting for all boys, 9 through 12, interested in playing American Legion baseball. Parents, come along. Runs a Thirsties Post 52 or 5 Points Bank tonight, March 11th, 7 o'clock in the math area at Kearney High School. Douglas, We're talking a lot of
bracketology
and bubble teams and whatnot this year this week, because it leads up to one of the most exciting times in sports of the year. A lot of people going to Denver this next weekend. A lot of people going to Omaha next weekend, because those are the two of the host sites. Joe Lenardi has broken it down. The teams, and they switch about every week. I find it interesting because he has now got Gonzaga and Syracuse. Gonzaga losing last night, which, if you're rooting for a bubble team, that's bad news for one of those bubble teams, because now it looks like three teams from that conference, with San Diego getting in, looks like St. Mary's will be in, and it also looks like Gonzaga will be in. That obviously knocks somebody out. He has got going to Omaha, Gonzaga, Syracuse, Wisconsin, Utah State in one bracket, Wisconsin a three seed in that quad. In the other quad, Davidson and Miami. Davidson the 7 seed, Miami the 10 seed, and then Kansas, Portland State, the 2 and the 15 in there, in that quad. In Denver, 5-12 matchup, Michigan State, New Mexico, 4-13 Notre Dame, Arizona State. The other quad has Drake, Oregon, and Indiana playing Stephen F. Austin. And when you look at just the teams in those two regions, he's got Arizona State, Oregon, and Syracuse. Those three, he's got those three out of four. Those are the last four teams in. So, obviously, up in the air now, and you know we can talk all day about who you want in what bracket and what region. But
well, obviously, it's already busted up. Gonzaga will no longer be in that sixth spot, though. They will fall after that loss. But he has as his number ones Memphis, UCLA, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Daddy, I'm here to tell you those will not be the four number ones when they are announced on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Kansas will be a number one. And I believe the Kansas-Texas winner in the Big 12 tournament will be a number one. Whoever wins the Big 12 tournament will be a number one seed. I believe it will be either Kansas or Texas. Obviously, if it's Kansas State or Nebraska or somebody, they won't be a number one. But I'm going to go with the Kansas-Texas winner as being a number one seed in this tournament. And somebody will fall along the wayside, most likely UCLA or Tennessee.
UCLA, the way they survived two games last weekend, I think has left a lot of people shaking their head. They got that magic at home. It worked out at home. You know, is this a team that could be upset in the early rounds? You've got to wonder.
Hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
I won't have them going very far.
Who right now would your regular season champion be of everybody as they enter championship week? They play the whole year. Right now, you're picking one team that you would vote number one.
Oh, well, we can't do that. That would obviously show bias towards who will pick in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge.
No, because there's a lot more built in, especially matchups.
Matchups?
Well, I mean, I heard that yesterday. I don't know what that means. But
I will take Kansas. I'll take Kansas.
You take Kansas.
I like Kansas. They got a lot of talent. Even though they're young, sometimes those are the kids that can just go game to game and play and play and play. So I like Kansas. I mean, they've whooped us enough, and that's no big barometer, but I like Kansas. Sec Henry from the Huskers is going to join us in the second half of the program. And coming up in just a moment, Tony Hobson is going to join us as well, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. Who do you like?
You know, if I had to pick one team, if everybody gets healthy, I think it's North Carolina. Coming down the stretch, if they get Lawson back, I think it's North Carolina. Although it's pretty much wide open, so I almost want to go out on a limb and take basically maybe a 12 to 20 ranked team that I think could get hot. And I think Tennessee, not being a 12 to 20 ranked team, but in that second grouping, probably. What do they got? Tennessee, the 2 seed or 3 seed?
One.
Well, they got them as a 1 here. Yeah, they're a team that's so streaky. But if they go on a bad streak, they're behind the 8 ball, and I don't like that either. So you got to find a consistent team that can then take it up a notch. And Texas may be one of those teams.
Here is your teams in the Associated Press men's basketball poll, ranked between 12 and 20. Butler.
No.
Louisville.
Interesting.
Notre Dame.
No.
Connecticut.
Interesting.
Drake.
No.
Purdue.
No.
Vanderbilt.
Interesting.
Michigan State.
Interesting.
Gonzaga.
No.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. But none of those jumped out at you.
Well, you know what? Michigan State jumps out at me, and Connecticut jumps out at me because of the coaching, and they've been there before.
Coaching and being there before is important?
You're damn right it is.
Are you sure?
Especially when you're talking about women's basketball. And that's why we're joined by one of the most successful coaches in all of the history of small college Nebraska basketball. Tony Hobson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I like what I'm hearing so far.
Well, Tony, you know, we're just glad to have you still in Hastings and coaching women's basketball and winning again this season. Let me go back to last year. Oh, wait, let me go back to 2 years ago. Let's see if we can just go the same way. This season plays out pretty much the same every year. Maybe the conference didn't ends up the exact same way because you can throw those same four teams in a jar and really just kind of draw out who's going to finish 1 through 4. But overall, season-wise, you guys seem to have it down about the same way every year. Is that the way you want it to be? Is that the plan that you have every year, the way you play teams early and the competition you see, and then the way you get your team by about Christmas? And then I guess the third portion would be the way that you finish off conference.
Well, I certainly would rather have it that way than in reverse, you know, and get off to a great start and then fade. I don't know if there's any secret to it. We play a tough schedule early. We play a big rotation, so I take a look at a lot of kids, you know, and give people a chance to see what's gonna rise to the top, you know, and it seems to work for us, and we have a lot of internal competition among our own players, and it's been really important this year because of all the injuries and our ability to go pretty deep into the bench, because we've been playing 10 or 11, and you know, we've had more games missed to injury or illness this year than any I can ever remember, and have always remained competitive.
Tony, when you look ahead at who you face and the road ahead, how difficult is it to scout these teams and to get information on these teams?
Well, it's pretty hard, especially like our first-round opponent, Tennessee, King Tennessee. To be honest, I'd never heard of them because they haven't been to the national tournament for some time, and the representative out of their league is usually Union Tennessee. So until about a week ago, until I got the drawings, I hadn't really heard of them. So it's pretty hard. Conferences won't give out information about any of their members, you know. So you wait, you get one film, and you look at their website and get some statistics and stuff, and that's all you really have to go on.
I've looked at their website. The coach is kind of attractive.
Well, you know, I noticed a couple different things. That didn't pass me by, so thanks for the information.
Wow. And I also noticed that when you clicked on statistics, it said page not found, so maybe they pulled those down. Tony Hobson and the Hastings College women's basketball team currently on the road as we speak on their way to Sioux City, Iowa. Who's in your van, Coach?
Oh, I've got about 8 or 9 players in with me. I think they're, you know, we've been gone almost an hour, so they're all asleep except for one, I think.
Probably that McEwen kid, because she can't shut up.
She can. She's asleep right now. She isn't hearing a thing you say.
Well, that's normal. That's
just
normal
as well, yeah.
Coach, obviously, you had a key injury to a Lindsay down the stretch here. You've had some injuries you've had to work through over the last month of the season. How's that all coming along?
Well, you know, the injury to Ducey was a key one. You know, she was our leading scorer and leading rebounder, and it hurt our depth a lot. I mean, our backup post player, Brianna Lean, she's been doing a good job, doing the best she can, and defensively and rebounding, we don't lose a lot. You know, offensively, we lose a lot. But what we don't have then is a 6'4 kid to come in off the bench, you know, like we did. So we had a good 1-2 punch in there, and now we're down to a 1 punch. And, you know, the good thing is that we've got enough other kids that have kind of stepped it up. I've even been playing McEwen some at the 5. She's a natural 2 or 3, and she's been doing a good job. And we've just made some adjustments, and I think it's a kind of a tribute to our depth that even after the injury a month ago, we've stayed competitive and just lost that one game to a real good team on the road.
Tony, when you look at this tournament overall, when you look at a team like Ozarks or Bethlehem out of Indiana, is there one team people are talking about that may be heads and shoulders, or you take your chances in the conference you're in?
Well, I'll tell you what, I still think that I think the favorites going in here would be Northwestern or Morningside. And if I had to if I had to put my money down, I know it's illegal, you know, you can't do that, but that's who I would pick. I think Ozarks is a good team, and maybe they might be more talented than anybody, but you get us in our own backyard, you know, like Morningside and Northwestern, you know, that's home games for them, basically. And it's an advantage, and just the travel and the, you know, one of the teams doesn't even stay in a motel, you know, it can be an advantage. So those three would be probably the favorites. And then I think there's probably three or four other teams that can win it, and I'd have to put us in that next tier of one that, you know, on a given night, I think we can compete with any of them, even in the shape we're in.
Tony Hobson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on their way to the NAIA Division II National Tournament in Sioux City, Iowa. Their first game is against King Tennessee on Thursday at 2:15. What have you found out about this King Tennessee team, Coach?
Well, I know they start four seniors and have another senior coming off the bench, so they have a lot of experience, and they're pretty good size. They start three kids 6 foot or over, and one 5'8" guard and one smaller guard. So they pose some size problems for us, but at the same time, I think it looks like we might be able to pressure them. You know, that's hard to tell from one game film and when you don't really know anything about them. But that's going to be the key. If we can pressure them and get them going in a full court game like we like to, you know, I like our chances. If we can't and we have to play a half court game all night, then it's probably going to be a tough game.
I find it interesting that so many seniors, they make it to the national tournament and get an early exit, nice memories, get to go home early.
Well, somebody told me the other day, you know, if their seniors were that good, they would have been there last year. And I don't like to look at it that way. But, you know, that would be how we would want it. And, you know, we don't have a lot of seniors on our team, but we've got kids that have been here for two or three years straight now and kind of know the routine. And I don't think we'll be in awe of anything. We aren't just, you know, we don't set our goals as making the national tournament every year. We don't even talk about that. I mean, our goal is to win it. And I think if you go up there with the idea, hey, we're happy to be here, it was a nice season, then you are gonna go home soon. But we don't really look at it that way.
Tony Hobson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Their bracket happens to play on Thursday in that first round. Half the games are Wednesday. Half the games are Thursday. I like to call this a Mike Will friendly bracket. 2:15, 2:15, 3 o'clock. Those are the first three games. Right in the middle of the afternoon, sleep in after the rough nights that they have to put in, you know, getting the stories done and stuff.
and stuff, yes.
and you'll get to hear the games on 1230 KHAS. But correct me if I'm wrong here, Sandy, but have you ever had to play three games in 3 days? I know you've had to play back-to-back, but I always thought there was a break between the second round and the quarters.
Well, there has. I mean, we have before. I think we've had two times out of the last 6 years that I've been taking teams. We've had to play the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The other times we've played Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And that's kind of why they went to the quarter seeding instead of just the 1 through 16, you know, seeding, because there was a time when you might play on Wednesday and your opponent on Friday might have played Thursday. And then you had a big-time advantage because you could sit there and watch them play and you played the winner of them. So they would put the first 8 seeds on Wednesday, the next 8 seeds on Thursday, and then you would have an advantage. So now it's not really necessarily an advantage probably until you get to Monday. Because if you play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're probably going to be a little tireder on Monday than you would have been with a day's rest. But at least you're playing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the same teams in your bracket. So there isn't much of an advantage anymore.
Well, we look forward to talking to you on Monday before that semifinal matchup.
Well, yeah, I just hope I'm not in Hastings. I hope I'm still up in Sioux City.
Well, Tony, best of luck to you and the kids. We'll let you concentrate on I-80 and all roads that head north, and wish you guys the best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Hobson, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, 27-5. They are taking on King Tennessee, 21-11. They are the winners of the Appalachian Conference. And, you know, if it wasn't such a long trip up there and back, you know, I'm guessing King Tennessee,
That'd be worth watching. Hotbed of basketball, Tennessee on the women's side. That game will be at 2:15. Mike will have all the action at 2 o'clock on Thursday. If they win that, Friday at 2:15 against either Benedictine of Kansas, who they've beaten this year, 77-70, who's also 28-5, or Aquinas, Michigan. And then if they come out to the quarters, most likely would take on Bethel, Indiana, who's 29-3 on the season. And that quarter would be Saturday at 3 o'clock. Semifinals Monday at 6. And could face an Ozark, Missouri team whose only loss this year, Daddy, came to?
UNK.
That's right, over in Hawaii. So they have not lost to an NAIA school. They're 31-1. And the national championship Tuesday night at 6:30. And as Coach said, most likely you're looking at a Morningside Northwestern winner coming out of that semifinal playing for the national championship.
I don't wonder if he checked the tires on that van to make sure it went Goodyear when they took off this morning.
Easy, Tony.
Well, I look up and I see Tony Stewart on there, and now NASCAR is coming back, and Goodyear. Boy, that was a bad deal.
And you know, if you go to YouTube, which you can do, and just everything's there now, it was like three or four different interviews. Everybody went, ooh, Tony Stewart, good soundbite. You know, Speed Channel had him on, Fox had him on, whoever else had him on, and it was just the same thing every time, ripping Goodyear. I'm going right home, taking all, if I got any vehicles with Goodyear on them, I'm taking off, put on Firestone. Easy. Easy, big fella.
He said three tire brands. I never heard of the other two. The fires. I don't know what he's talking about.
Unoil?
I have no idea.
Oh, Lord. Sec Henry, we had a chance to catch up with the Nebraska guard after the Colorado game on Sunday. He has continued to improve, the sophomore out of Los Angeles. We're going to have a chance to catch up with him in just a moment. But as we go to break, I've got a set of four hockey tickets for tonight's game. It's that makeup game that the Storm have, Daddy. It's a makeup game for the Storm. And Alex Hudson, the player of the week for the Tri-City Storm. Not just the Storm, but for the entire United States Hockey League. He picks up the honor. And for Mr. Hudson, who has just like a huge picture in this week's Kearney Hub, by the way. That's a lot of Alex Hudson. But he had a goal and two assists on Friday. Scorch Weiss had an assist on Saturday. But the big news over the weekend is Mario Lamoureux setting the Storm's all-time scoring record, getting his 121st career point. Whose record did he break? 1-888-455-ESPN. If you want a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's game for the Tri-City Storm as they take on Sioux City. Tri-City Storm against Sioux City tonight. We've got a family four-pack for the first correct caller who previously held the all-time scoring record for the Storm. Back after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Colin Coward, do you enjoy music? Do you enjoy silence? Well, there's a time for both, and that's why I recommend Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. I love them. I use them. I'm sure you'll love them, too. Call 800-890-2073. 800-890-2073. You need to try these Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones, patented noise reduction technology. It helps fade background distractions, so you'll appreciate your music or tranquility so much more. I use them to reduce noise whenever I fly. The difference is amazing. I know that lots of people enjoy them on trains and buses. They're so comfortable, you can forget you're wearing them. And the sound is just amazing. Call 800-890-2073 to try Quiet Comfort 2 headphones for 30 days, risk-free. When you call, ask about making low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Order now for free shipping. Order today. Here's the number, 800-890-2073. And leave the noise behind.
Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Kearney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Kearney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Kearney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a high temperature in the upper 60s. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy. We'll dip back to 32 with a west wind of 5 to 15. Then turning partly sunny Wednesday with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show. We have a winner of our family four-pack for the Tri-City Storm tickets tonight. Three home games this week. We'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to Friday and Saturday's game as well. Remember, Saturday is a matinee game in the afternoon. So if you don't get a chance to go see the Storm at night, there will be a Saturday afternoon game coming up. And our winner was
Aaron from Axtell.
Congratulations to Aaron. And he knew that Mario Lamoureux broke the Tri-City Storm all-time scoring record set by
Bill Thomas.
And what's Billy up to?
Bill Thomas played with the St. Louis Blues for a little while. Looks like he got sent over to the Phoenix Coyotes. And this is from February 9th. He got reassigned to the San Antonio Rampage of the American Hockey League. So that's kind of the minor league affiliate of the Phoenix Coyotes.
So that's what Bill Thomas is up to these days. What you should be up to this week, next week, and all during men's and women's tournament basketball is you can catch every game you want to catch at the Chicken Coop. There is not a bad seat in the house, and they've got great lunch specials and great food and drink specials every night. Chicken Coop features a variety of menu items, perfect for people celebrating Lent, including fish sandwiches, a breaded tilapia fillet fried to a golden brown, served with lettuce and tomato on a hoagie bun. Also try the three cheese or three pepper quesadillas, the oregano veggie or seven cheese pizza, or choose the dinner menu items like the tilapia, shrimp, or grilled salmon, which all come with two sides, such as fries, coleslaw pasta, potato salad, and baked beans. Of course, there's plenty of other great things like the chicken tender hoagie, the great pizzas that they serve
there. Ribs.
They've got the ribs. They've got the wings. They've got the boneless wings, which I like to try from time to time. And, of course, you can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Great food and drink specials every night, and, of course, a daily lunch special as well. Check it out today at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney, where everything is on TV. All you got to do, if you don't see it up there, say, hey, I want to watch that Davidson-Elon game. Boom. There it is. Hey!
Davidson won, by the way, last night.
Sienna Ryder. I want to watch that. Boom! Hey, Gonzaga. I want to watch that. Boom! I want to watch Nebraska women's basketball tonight. Boom!
Games aren't going your way. Boom! Play Buck Hunter. Get some anger out. Shoot a deer. Shoot an elk. Shoot a moose. Buck Hunter. Bang!
Fish barrel. Bang! 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We have breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. Breaking news this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, are you waiting for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Three female athletes who seized the opportunity to play high school sports after the passage of Title IX in 1972 headlined the 2008 class of the National High School Hall of Fame. National High School Hall of Fame. Oh, but there's one male. There is one. One of the greatest athletes in the history of the state of Nebraska. Congratulations to Tom Kropp, a four-sport standout at Aurora High School from 67 to 71, two-time All-State in football, played in the 71 Shrine Bowl, in basketball, averaged 33 points and 23 boards as a senior, named one of the top five basketball players in Nebraska history by the Omaha World Herald, the winning pitcher in Aurora's state baseball championship, threw a no-hitter in the tournament semifinals, in track, Kropp, undefeated in the shot, put, and discus in his senior year. Named one of Nebraska's top 10 greatest athletes by the World Herald. Prep athlete of the decade for the 1970s, as chosen by the Lincoln Journal-Star. He has been head men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, his alma mater, the past 17 years. He is the first Nebraskan to be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame. There is no one more deserving than that honor than Tom Kropp. Congratulations to Tom Kropp. Going in to the National High School Hall of Fame.
Douglas, I ask you one question. Where is the National High School Hall of Fame?
The National Federation of State High School Association's National High School Hall of Fame will have their banquet July 7th at the Grand Hyatt Hotel. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be the closing event of the 89th annual summer meeting. I don't know.
It's at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, though. Congratulations, Coach Kropp. What a terrific honor.
I heard, though, that they did have to move the banquet out of goose season and out of hunting season for Coach Kropp. So they're going to have it in July. Congratulations.
Fair enough.
So breaking news. Congratulations to Tom Kropp. Had a chance to catch up, and don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia still to come. Had a chance to catch up with Nebraska guard Sec Henry, who has seen more minutes and played more with the injury to Cookie Miller, but has been a starting guard for the Huskers and the sophomore out of Los Angeles. Had a chance to catch up with him after the ball game Sunday in Lincoln after the win over Colorado.
The Nebraska basketball team getting ready for the Big 12 Conference Tournament later this week, coming off a nice win on Sunday against Colorado. And we're joined by sophomore guard Zach Henry. And Zach, thanks for giving us some time today. Congratulations on the great finish to the season.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That was a big win for us. Everybody was playing like, you know, we was having fun tonight, and it showed, and we just played hard and won a big game for us.
Of course, it was senior day. Alex March, he's been the focal point of this team and the front man all year long. What was it like in the locker room before the basketball game? He said, you guys can't get emotional on me because then I will, and then of course, he did anyway.
We still tried to stay focused and stuff. I mean, but it still was emotional because it was his last home game, and I mean, I felt emotional. I was even on the floor before the game started and had the lights off and showing them and all that. But I just try to hold it, and we just know that we still have to stay focused and win this game today because it's a big game for us, and we had lost to them already at their place. So, I mean, we just we took it emotionally, but we still stayed focused, and we won the game.
Zach Henry joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Big 12 conference play. Zach, tell me a little bit. Such a big difference from the first time you played Colorado till today when you played Colorado. What was the major difference? I guess that slump at the beginning of the year, that was part of it, and then it shows maybe how much advancement you guys have made. What would you say was the biggest difference?
I believe we played a whole lot harder this time than the first time we played them. We didn't give in to fatigue as we did the first time. We just gave it our all. I mean, if we would have played them even at Colorado, I mean, we would have just still played the same way, played so hard and just try to win this game because we know this is a very big game for us. And we want to just leave, you know, have our last game with a win. We want to have our last game with a loss. I mean, that would have just, I believe that will hurt us, like, going towards at least, you know, to the Big 12 tournament, about to play our first game. We already know we just lost the game. And us having a win is confidence building, and I believe that's going to help us a whole lot.
Do you think there was anything different X and O-wise or what this team did from that 0-4 start to what you've now 7-5 in your last 12 games?
The guards became more aggressive, and it really helped Al a whole lot. And I mean, us being aggressive and he dominating in the post, I mean, it helps us a whole lot offensively. Because defensively, I mean, we've been very good defensively, except for a couple of games. Like, we gave up, like, about 49 points or 42 points to, like, Iowa State or Missouri and stuff like that. And that's not our basketball. Our basketball is to defend teams two halves. And, it seemed like the last couple of games we've really been sticking on to playing solid and just being solid on offense and defensively, and it has been working.
We're getting a chance to talk with Zach Henry here after the Colorado game. They're getting ready for the Big 12 championship. Cookie Miller got back in the ball game today, but in his absence, you had to step up. Steve had to step up. JR, talk about what you guys had to do and kept this team very competitive during that stretch.
We had to step up big time because Cookie, I mean, he plays a whole lot of minutes at that point guard position. And me and JR and Steve and Ade, I mean, we all know that we got to help one another since Cookie is out. And, like, I haven't really been playing a point like that as I am right now. And, I mean, it helps me. It's making me become a better player, which I like. And JR, I mean, JR been playing a lot better. It seemed like his confidence is coming around, like just running the team. And Steve's just been doing Steve the last couple of games. I mean, he's been balling, and Ade is he just playing just athletically right now. He's just defending players and rebounding, and he's scoring, and it just helped. It's, all this is just helping the team, and I'm just really just I had fun tonight, and I just was very happy.
Chatting with Zach Henry. Zach, personally, where have you come along this year in your goals and your development?
I wanted to become a better point guard because I know, like, people back home say they want to see me run a point guard position a little more, and this year I've been running the point guard position a little more, even like beginning of the season when Cookie comes out, I was running the point guard, or JR was, and Yeah, I'm starting to feel myself as a point now. I'm starting to learn, and now it's just going to help me become a better combo as playing a one and a two. And I really wanted to become good at that and become a lockdown defender. And I believe that I've been doing pretty well trying to be a lockdown defender. And rebounding, defensive rebounding, because I knew that last year I wasn't getting that many rebounds. And I know I'm capable of, because I'm have the wingspan. I have nice height. So I just wanted to do that because I know that'll help our team because we're pretty small.
Sec, what'd Coach tell you after the ball game to get you ready for the Big 12 tournament? You guys have been playing great basketball, and I guess maybe could be the surprise team if you go in and do things right.
Yeah, I mean, he just tell us just going to just wait and see and find out and just be ready to play. Just stay solid and give it our all, because that's all we can do.
A lot of people, including myself, want to know, is it important to stay away from Kansas just because of they're the team that you just haven't matched up well with the last couple of years, or does that make any difference at all?
I know that has been happening, like we haven't really done too well against Kansas. I mean, but if it happens, if we have to play Kansas, I mean, that's just what we have to do. Because we're just going to just give it all, and I mean, if it works out, it works out good. I mean, we beat Kansas. I mean, that's very big for us. So we just waiting just to see and just give it all.
Has Marsh made you guys try any Australian cuisine, or has he brought any quirkiness into the locker room for you guys?
Nah. I mean, but he's happy. And and then when it was doing that chant in the crowd, I mean, that was crazy. That was really funny. I like that.
Well, Sec, it looks like you guys are having fun and are playing well right now. It's a joy watching you guys play. Thanks for giving us some time here today, and best of luck in the Big 12 tournament.
Okay, thanks.
Sec Henry, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, they get set to face Missouri in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament from the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Folks, if you're not doing anything later in the week, it's a perfect opportunity to head down to Kansas City, check out that basketball tournament, make a little noise. There's a lot of people, you know, Kansas, Missouri kind of have that home vibe, that home field of that home game situation. Sure be great to get some Husker faithful in the stands and supporting that team.
Should be an outstanding game, and we got to get to another.
Derek, if you're not going to the Big 12 basketball tournament, March 15th.
March 15th, Prairie Hills has given you a chance to win $40,000, Daddy.
40?
40 grand. Or a GMC Acadia. Whichever you want. You can have either or. All you got to do is go up there and get registered in their $40,000 hole-in-one contest. A $10 entry fee allows you 3 qualifying shots. The top 50 get a chance at the hole-in-one grand prize. That is March 15th. You know what else they got going March 15th, Daddy? Open house. New member open house.
Looks like a half-price drinks or something.
Oh, yeah, and free snacks and half-price drinks. Oh. Beautiful clubhouse up at Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney. Just head north out of town on Highway 10. You'll see them out there. You can check out their new membership options and opportunities. Head out and see Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. They'll let you check out the new clubhouse. They got a new putting green. They got all kinds of good new stuff out at a Prairie Hills. Really supposed to be one of the best golf courses in central Nebraska this year. And I think I'm going to go out and check them out on Friday as well.
Fish barrel bang. Gotta take a short break.
Bang, bang.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Offer ends 4-12-08. This year, put your tax refund to good use. Turn your 1040 into Sony High Definition 1080p. Visit Sony.com/1040 to find out how you can save up to $400 on a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. That's $400 in savings on a Sony Bravia HD TV. So handle your tax return the easy way. Choose TurboTax. Then visit Sony.com/1040 to learn how you can use your tax refund and save $400 on a Sony Bravia HD TV.
The Boys and Girls State High School basketball tournaments have come to a close. If you missed any of the action or want to hear it again, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Into the forecourt, Raymond has got it. Now to Spittler. Cranks up and off balance three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gidrich. Long pass down to four to Minky. His shot is up there. Flopped down.
From St. Cecilia's State Championship to all six Boys and Girls State Championship games, you can catch it on the podcast. Simply go to ESPNSuperstation.com and enjoy the moment again. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Aaron Provonik, he becomes the first Nebraska pitcher to pitch complete game back-to-back as the Huskers win yesterday.
How about Coach Anderson saying 92 to 95? Not very many teams want that. Mm-hmm. Nasty! Locating!
Hey, how about getting him off the midweek then?
Oh, he'll be this weekend starter.
Nebraska women again playing tonight. Big 12 tournament against Kansas. Alex March, second team, all Big 12 coaches. First team Associated Press. Daddy, what's he more deserving of?
First team, no doubt about it.
Another coach stepping down after three seasons. Grand Island Northwest girls basketball coach Russ Moore has resigned. The Vikings were just 2-17 this past year.
People have, you know, it's hard this time of year because you hear about, you know, not a lot, but several resignations. And these are people that have influenced a lot of individuals' lives throughout long careers, and people have trusted them with their kids and made big influence on their lives. So it's always kind of a bittersweet. You're happy that they can go on and maybe relax and have some fun, enjoy some things they wanted to do, but you're sad because of the influence people made on perhaps your life growing up.
And another person that has stepped down, informing the Doug and Daddy Show of this last night. Well, that's one of the guys you're talking about, Daddy. Ron Kubik at Donovan Trumbull has informed the Doug and Daddy Show, and I'm sure a variety of other folks, that after 35 years, he is going to step aside as the football coach and a track coach at Donovan Trumbull. Not all at Donovan Trumbull. Obviously, he was at Bertrand. He was your football coach when you won state in 92. Was it 91?
91 football.
Yeah.
91 football championship. But
Ron Kubik announcing that he is going to step aside.
And we will effort these people and see if we can get some comments. You ain't going to make me cry, coach.
It'll be vice versa. It'll be vice versa. Ron, one of the great guys. One of the great guys. There's so many of them. More than not. A lot more than not. And, Daddy, also, we have been advanced the copy of the roster for the 2008 Shrine Bowl High School football game. And what better place than to talk about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The coaches we already had talked about a couple of months ago. The East will be coached by Ken Swanson of Coleridge, assisted by Jim Dooley of Bloomfield, and Eric Kessler of Humphrey St. Francis, who's also the boys' basketball coach, who didn't guard Wes Eichmeyer with all five of his team members. So you can ask you about that.
The game plan engineer.
For the West, Duke Wall of Cody Kilgore is the head coach. Carly Wells of Elgin and Darren Hatch of Arapahoe are his assistants. The annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School football game is Saturday, June 21st in Hastings at 1:30 in the afternoon. And we will be there when camp begins for a special Doug and Daddy Show. Making it from the West, Nick Feeney and Bryson Malberg from Elwood, Jace Hayden from Bertrand, Nate Bacon from Overton, Adam Snyder from Arapahoe, and Justin Swedberg of Axtell, along with Kyle Giffen from Pleasanton. On the East team, Alex Johnson at Clay Center, Troy Peterson of Lawrence Nelson, and Tom Tease of Giltner. And I apologize if that's supposed to be Tice, but it's Tom Tease over at Giltner. And Kellen Walford of Exeter Milligan, also on the East team.
We've got to arrange that so we get that practice done about a half hour before, because those kids stunk so bad when they came in there last year.
Like walking into your place. After one of your workouts, that was...
Yeah.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number to give us a buzz to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's. And, of course...
They're ringing.
They're ringing already. Daddy has the trivia today. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Daddy, there's really only one major final tonight. What is it, the Horizon League? Butler is playing... Butler is playing Cleveland State for a chance to go to the NCAA. Again, everybody rooting for Butler because they're going to be in no matter what. Cleveland State needs to win to go. Daddy wants to know.
What is the Cleveland State mascot?
What is the Cleveland State mascot?
Should I give the clue already?
No, let's patch them through.
Okay.
Because these people have been calling already.
You're going live on the air to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Doug and Daddy Show. Who is the Cleveland State mascot?
How about the Bulldogs?
Bulldogs, not right, but thanks for calling. Doug and Daddy Show, well, who is the Cleveland State mascot?
The Musketeers.
No.
Thanks so much. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. What is the mascot at Cleveland State? Good morning, Doug and Daddy Show. What's your guess?
The Vikings.
There it is.
Oh!
And who do we have on the line?
This is Tony.
Tony, you know, congratulations. $25 gift card. Did you know that, or had you just heard it this morning somewhere?
No, it was kind of a guess.
All right. Well, hold on, Tony. We'll have Derek get your information and get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Ha ha, Daddy. It wasn't that hard.
It's kind of a guess. Get that guy to come in the studio. Guess the Vikings.
Well, hey, you know, he knows things. I didn't have to go to the clue. I thought we were going to have to use the clue there, but we didn't have to go to the clue. Cleveland State, more infamous for bad things than good things, I do believe, back in the day. They had made a magical run in the NCAA tournament. Might have even been the last time they went back there in 86.
Yeah, 86, looking to go again for the first time.
And then they made like a short sports movie out of it, and that's never a good deal. Not good. Not good. But anyway, hope you enjoyed the Doug and Daddy Show today. I want to thank the guests on the program today, Sec Henry, Nebraska starting guard, as they get ready to play Missouri in the first round of the Big 12 Conference Tournament coming up on Thursday. Also, Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at the Hastings College NAIA National Tournament coming up this week. Best of luck to them as they're on the road. And you know, it does bother me a little bit that the gals were sleeping, because this is pretty riveting radio.
It hurts. It hurts, ladies.
Among our guests tomorrow on the program, Carol Russell, UNK women's basketball coach, as they get ready for the NCAA tournament. We'll also catch up with Mickey Schaefer to talk about Whoopers and Hoopers coming up this week, where there are some special celebrity judges for the slam dunk contest on Saturday. Also, Sean Callahan will join us because he is in town tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Tomorrow night, Jersey Sports Bar. 7 o'clock at go time with Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated. Pro Day going on in Lincoln tomorrow as well, if you're not in jail.
Andy Christensen. Mo Purify, we love you. Out of trouble. Run out the back door.
Well, I think it was his own house.
Brad Hill's coming our way, the Kansas State baseball coach, later in the week, and we'll talk UNK wrestling as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.